It's time for your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.
We have Dr. Musa, interventional cardiologist from McAllister Regional Health Center, with us today. Today we're going to talk about heart attack. What is actually going on during a heart attack?
Well, during a heart attack, there's really, at the level of the artery, there's a complex interplay between a plaque, which is actually rupturing within the artery, and clot forming within that artery. How is that happening to begin with in the first place? So let's take, for example, blood pressure. If your blood pressure is sky high, through the roof, or if you have some severe emotional, physical stress, or you have significant inflammation within that level of that artery, that plaque, maybe it's a 50% plaque, would rupture because that plaque has maybe cholesterol in it. The cholesterol ruptures within the artery, resulting in symptoms of tightness, heaviness, shortness of breath, the tightness going up into your neck and jaw. And within that artery, what you typically see is that there's clot which tries to compensate for this rupture as a compensatory mechanism within the artery. So what happens is that that artery automatically shuts down. There's lack of blood flow to that particular part of the heart muscle. And that, in fact, results in what is known as a heart attack. You have severe chest pain, which is ongoing, if we don't jump in and try to open that artery with a balloon and or stent associated with some of the typical medications we need to give you. And in that scenario, time is muscle. We can't really have you not do anything, for example. You have to either take an aspirin, call 911, and get in to see us as soon as possible.
This has been your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.